There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, as we roll into hour number two, still coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com, the only holster I run. Ran one yesterday. Worked very well. I was in the middle of a bunch of, I actually went to a valet. I went to the Nutcracker. Nobody knew I had a gun, though. Because the holster does the job. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Pew has just published a report where for the first time in, 20 years, maybe longer than that, more Americans see owning a gun as favorable to their safety. And that has come in no small part due to the fact that Black America has looked at this and they're looking at the old heads. And I'll give you a quote from a mutual friend that my guest, have. This is Reverend Ken Blanchard. He said that the Pew findings represent a generational shift in the Black community where all the old heads say this, pro-gun stuff is the devil, but the new guys are like, I don't think so. He says that for a long time, black leaders have told them that white people didn't want them to have a gun. And now what they're seeing is Caucasians at a shooting range telling black people, hey, here's a gun. Let me show you how to shoot it. But in some places, it doesn't have to be an old white guy. It can be a mature black gentleman. Like my next guest, from Rick's Firearms Academy and Legally Armed in Detroit, we're joined now by Rick Ector. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing, Mr. Brady?
I'm doing okay. It's been too long since we've had you back, but that's okay. We got you right now.
Hey, every opportunity I enjoy being here.
The way you came to a gun was in a crime incident where somebody stuck one in your face and made a mistake of letting you live, and you've turned that around, and you've been teaching self-defense to the good people of Detroit for how many years now?
9 years.
Nine years.
Yeah, you know, the way I got introduced to handguns was exactly the way you described it, you know, doing an armed robbery in my own driveway at my home, coming home from work. You know, coming up, I was never exposed to them at all. It was not part of the conversation. I wasn't brought up in a home and like many others, you know, across our great country, where it's just a part of a rite of passage that you learned about guns. And I wasn't anti-gun, but I was definitely not pro-gun. I was basically, you know, ambivalent. Didn't know much about it, but, you know, I heard, you know, rumblings of the debate. You know, just before, you know, I got robbed, you know, maybe, you know, just literally just a couple of years, our state was a discretionary, maintenance state, you know, and, in 2001, we converted over to a shall issue, and I had thought about it, but I never made it a priority, and then I got robbed in my driveway, man, and then all of a sudden, you know, nothing else mattered. And I thought, hey, you know what? I was lucky this one time to survive this robbery. I will never, you know, put myself in that situation again. So I went on and and made it happen, man. I got myself educated, trained, and got that CPO license.
Well, I think we need to point out, too, I don't remember where it was. I think it was in Florida. Or maybe, I don't know where it was, but there was a journalist out there that said that people that own guns and carry guns are uneducated, don't read complicated books, have never been out of the country, all this other minutia. You actually worked in the auto industry, and you were moving up in the auto industry, which most people don't do without some form of continuing education. So when you did the math after this incident, you were not some hayseed saying, "I'll get me a gun and show them." You actually were quite calculated about it, weren't you?
Well, definitely. You know, if you don't know anything about a given thing, man, I mean, it only makes perfect sense to go ahead and get yourself educated on it. You know, I couldn't imagine carrying a gun without knowing the fundamental firearm safety rules and having the opportunity to adhere to them every time that I carry. You know, for the record, you know, college educated, degree in industrial engineering, so I got a little bit of education. You know, some of these people who like to, you know, characterize gun owners as unsophisticated and other unflattering terms, you know, they're out of touch with the reality. You know, we, the gun owners, we represent, you know, every segment of our country's society, man. Just about every race that exists on the planet, you know, every age, every both genders. I mean, we're everybody.
That's a pretty interesting demographic, isn't it? Hard to argue against that one, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and it's no different than what I see, you know, in terms of the clientele that comes to, you know, to my organization to get trained. I mean, it's everyone. I will say, though, there's been a marketed increase in terms of senior citizens and women, you know, from when I started 9 years ago to what I'm seeing now. I mean, it's basically 3/4 women. You know, senior citizens are like in droves, but I think that really that's a bellwether of sorts to just characterize some of the things that are happening in the community with respect to crime. You know, you hit on one thing, you know, in the last question you just asked me, you know, in some cases, man, there are places where people can't even legally own and carry a gun, and that usually in those places in which black people and other minorities, people of color, historically have been legally barred from carrying and owning a firearm. So, you know, when you look at those things and like the quote you mentioned about our mutual friend, Mr. Blanchard, you know, there's another generation that's coming online, and we see, you know, some of the shortcomings of not being totally empowered to protect yourself and to be your own first responder. You know, and then we got all these great stories that these self-defense that are coming out, man. And quite a few of those stories, you know, came out of Detroit, you know, just this past year, in which people who were so emboldened to take on a more active role in their personal protection, you know, did so, you know, survived, prevailed, and actually repelled, and in some cases, dished out appropriate punishment to some bad guys, especially those who were so brazen enough to come into their home.
I think in one span of time, like a 10-day span of time, there was, 8 self-defense shootings?
Yeah, I mean, it was unreal here, man, and, you know, the city of Detroit truly responded, and, you know, even the police chief, you know, publicly acknowledged, and I really can't thank him enough for that. He publicly acknowledged that citizens lawfully owning and using guns had a positive impact in terms of helping to drop the crime rate here.
All right, we're going into a break here. You hang on. We're going to get into the meat and potatoes when we get back. My guest from Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy, Rick Ector, on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
the knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right, we're back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. The only thing I carry, the only thing I use to carry a gun is G-Code. Check them out. My guest this hour from Rick's Firearms Academy and Legally Armed in Detroit and a whole bunch of other stuff that we haven't even mentioned because I want to talk to is Rick Ector. Rick, let me ask you a question. What would happen in the black community if the liberals would leave him alone for two generations?
I mean, you know, that's a very broad question, man. But you know,
crime-wise, what do you think would happen as far as crime and gang activity?
Oh yeah, well, I will definitely. You know, we could make some inroads there in terms of people, you know, definitely exercising the right to defend themselves. It's no surprise that liberals in general do not favor guns being used under any circumstances, even if it's for self-defense, defense of one home and defense of one's family. That was one wake-up call that I really got when I got robbed, man, and I was talking to people and you do your research on the internet and you find out that all of these people you thought that were looking out for your interest or at least claim that they were really pay lip service to your actual, you know, your personal protection. So, you know, I think that if that were to happen, if they were to leave the black community alone, man, I think we would have even higher, you know, adoption rates in terms of our affinity and our likeliness of buying guns and being educated gun consumers and defending ourselves, and crime would mirror what we've seen throughout the rest of the country. Actually, violent crime has been on a steady trend downwards across the country, but we still have these areas in our country, and they're usually urban city areas where a lot of black people are concentrated. And one of the key factors when you look at that, man, is that in many of these places, it's illegal for black people to legally own guns, but yet still they're crime-ridden areas. And, you know, I don't want to be too simplistic, but it's really a situation in which good people are trapped inside behind enemy lines, man, and they can't defend themselves. And, you know, you got slow police response times. You got local liberal leaders telling them, hey, don't buy a gun. Now, that's the reason why people are committing crimes, because these guns are thought-controlled devices that, you know, take over a person's psychology and make them commit heinous acts. So, you know what? I wish they would leave the community alone, man. I can't wait. Where do I sign up? How do we make it happen?
One of the things, I've seen you on TV as the pro-gun guy, and there'll always be some black religious leader there who is completely 180 degrees away from you. After all of these regular people in Detroit, after that 10-day period where 8 of them stopped attacks and stopped crimes and saved themselves, did all of that quiet down, or did they just come out louder?
You know, after the attention that this issue has gotten in Detroit, man, it seems as though, you know, people are finally getting at the opposition that I'm facing, you know, has dropped. However, you know, they have, you know, their special interests, and their interests extend beyond guns. Guns is just one of those things that when the subject comes up, it serves as another opportunity for them to get on air and, you know, to share their views. But, you know, it's hard to debate not having the right to defend yourself, your home, and your family. And particularly when you talk about the religious leaders, you know, like the one guy, the head of the local NAACP, I debated not too long ago. But, you know, there's this sense that they personally own guns and that they allow their security staff to own guns, but hypocritically cast an eye towards anybody in the congregation owning guns. It's not necessarily an anti-gun thing, but especially with respect to religious leaders, it's a hypocritical elitist thing, and I find that especially troubling.
I saw one time. I loved this because just because of the look on your face, and it's on video out there. You'd have to tell me which one it was. One of these leaders was talking about how to resolve a home invasion. And you who are, you know, you can get, you can be very firm, except you're never, you're never frenetic or anything. You maintain control. For a moment, I saw that control slip at the absurdity of it because you sit bolt upright in your chair and you go, how do you resolve a home invasion?
Yeah, I believe I recall that particular program. You know, some of the suggestions they make are absurd, you know, like conflict resolution, maybe verbal judo, or maybe if I was more empathetic to someone who just brazenly violated the sanctity of my home, and now that he's armed, he seeks to rape, rob, and pillage, all of a sudden now I'm supposed to, you know, be the reasonable person. Some of the things they suggest just defies logic, man. And I really hope that when they see the video, you know, replay in perpetuity on the internet, that they actually look at it and see how absurd they must appear.
For those of you living in the Detroit area, Rick Hector is only a man that sees only brothers and sisters. He has no prejudgmental calls or any pre-qualifications for you to come to him. He is a man that learned a lesson and now teaches the lesson, and you can take advantage of that at Rick's Firearms Academy. And you should join Legally Armed in Detroit because Rick is he makes some noise out there. He makes a lot of noise out there. How else can they find you?
Primarily, you know, any major social media site, you know, I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, the internet, Blogger. You know, my user ID is usually DetroitCCW, or you can just look me up, Google me if you need to, Rick, RICKECTOR. People in the Metro Detroit area looking to take a class or to be a part of our activities here locally. And give me a call at 313-733-7404.
And if you're on YouTube and you search Rick Hector, I don't think you make YouTube videos, but there's a lot of them that you're in.
Uh-huh.
And watch some of those YouTube videos. You get a really good feel for Mr. Hector that way because he's always one against five or one against three or whatever, and he always wins. You always win.
You know, it doesn't matter, man. Sometimes it's never one-on-one. It's at least two against one, usually three against one. But when you're on the right side of the issue and you know what you're talking about and you can think and employ logic, you're going to win each and every time.
Well, you just twist them into a pretzel with fresh salt. Thanks very much for joining me, sir.
Hey, man, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure. Take care. Enjoy the holidays. And even if it's not politically correct, Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Go check out the Scorpion line. You'll like that. Go check that out. This just in Sydney. The police there have stormed the little lint cafe. Apparently they're throwing some flashbangs and there's been some gunshots fired. Hostages are running. The guy that the hostage taker has been identified as Manharan Manas. His identity was known early on to police and media alike, but was only released for the record by police sources as night fell on Sydney with the nation watching the TV screen. This guy is a self-described sheik, and he has been a suspect in both sexual assault and murder, and he is Iranian. And as a further report on the religion of love, there's a report out now that ISIS beheaded 4 Christian children. All of this happening where people are helpless. If I get any more details before we're done in the next 2 segments, I'll let you know. But that's what I got right now. We'll know more tomorrow. Speaking of being helpless, a coming. What's the name of this rag? What is this? Let's see. It doesn't tell me the name of this rag. The writer's name is Yuki Noguchi. The headline, do guns on the premises leave workers more safe or less? Let me tell you how I feel about this. The proposition that when you go to work, you can't defend yourself on the way there and on the way back is preposterous. It is elitist. Okay? The best thing they can do is do like some of these retail outlets, but that's not what they do for the most part. But let's not leave out what Yuki has to say about it. She said this year, Tennessee joined 21 other states that allow employees to leave the guns in their cars at the office parking lot. I have always done that. And I've never asked permission because I've never given permission for any employer I work with or for to search my car. I've never been presented with an occasion where they decided they were going to really overstep the boundaries, which is they have basically contracted me to do work. I do that work, and they pay me to do that work. That's what it all boils down to. There are laws and rules within those corporations that you do work for, companies, businesses, whatever they may be. But if I were to go apply for a job today and they said, we need your Facebook login, I would have to say, you need to get a grip. Obviously, I don't need to work here because I thought I lived in America. Let me exit your building so I can get back in the United States. Of course, I'm once again digressing from Yuki. She says the laws have left many employers debating how best to ensure safety at work. After Georgia passed its law allowing employees to keep firearms in their employers' parking lots, Sally Roberts at Mars Communications installed a sign on her newspaper's door, her firm's door. It read, no weapons allowed. She says a job candidate once threatened her. She's a human resources director. She did become violent. I'm very thankful she did not have a weapon. Yuki does not believe that Roberts' fears are baseless. In 2010 in Hartford, Connecticut, Omar Thornton carried a gun into his office at Hartford Distributors. He had just been fired before he shot and killed 8 colleagues, then himself. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, an average of more than 700 people a year are killed in workplace homicides, most by firearms. A 2012 survey by the Society for Human Resource Management showed more than one-third of employers reported violent incidents at work. Okay. Now, what they're pointing out, you know, they got this one incident in Hartford. They're talking about people bringing guns to work versus carrying guns at work. Someone that brings a gun to work is a spree shooter when he shows up with the gun, if that is his. And they bring it. They're not bringing it to work saying, well, I might want to be a spree shooter. They have the intention of being a spree shooter. That's why they bring it to work. In Kennesaw, Georgia, we just had a FedEx employee showed up and started shooting his co-workers in Kennesaw, where crime has gone down 80%. But FedEx is a gun-free zone within a gun rights bastion. And it's all of these little, you know, it's like Rick said, I try to occupy a logical space. And in this logical space, I sit there and I say, gun-free zone within a bastion of gun rights. In the Kennesaw instance, surely that person that did that spree shooting there realized that nobody could carry guns there. So that's why he carried a gun and decided to do what he did. We know that James Holmes bypassed a bunch of movie theaters before he settled on the one that he went in and shot because it was a gun-free zone. We know this. We know that Aaron Alexis knew that where he was going was a gun-free zone because military posts are gun-free zones. Make no mistake about it. They have arms rooms. Most of your major business places don't have arms rooms, but nobody's walking around strapped up, plate carrier, IFAC, and weapon with ammo. Nobody's doing that on a military post. Nobody's doing that unless they're in a combat zone. So, you know. this whole notion of and yet we also have this instance in a workplace, and I don't remember where it was, but you had the guy that had just converted to Islam. He beheaded one person and was working on beheading the second person when the owner of the company shot and killed him because he had a gun at work. He wouldn't have been able to do that if he had not had a gun at work. Why wasn't that incident more pushed around by the press? Why didn't they shove that around in the press? Why didn't they do that? Well, because it's not good for the narrative. It's not good for the narrative. So this is another conflation of data where they've gotten out there and they've said people have used guns in workplaces, so is having guns in the workplace safe? And they completely ignore the fact that most people carrying guns in their cars or on their persons aren't going to use it against anybody unless they do something wrong. I just love that kind of thing. That kind of being that kind of disingenuous. Love it. I love it. But, you know, it's not like it is in the movies after all. When we get back, coming up on the last break, when we get back, we're going to talk about why we carry a gun. And maybe if anybody is listening that is sitting on the fence right now trying to figure it out, this will make it better or easier for them to make that move, because I don't carry a gun to do anybody harm. I do not carry a gun to do anybody harm. I train to do harm. I intend to persevere. If I have to do that, I will regret it. I don't want to go there. But I am the modern pacifist. I have options. I like keeping the peace. And in order to keep the peace, you have to be strong. We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself. Your home, business, family, your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 8442-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS80 today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Tacticalholsters.com. If you have never tried one, if you have never tried the different configurations that one holster can go into, you owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Those of you who make the call, that make the decision, and it really is a call to this, when you make that call, when you heed that call and you pick up a gun and you start carrying it, when you go through what you have to go through to be able to carry it, unless you live in certain states, at first, that's going to seem a little daunting, just a little bit. Now, jurisdictions across this country recognize this notion of a basic human right to use lethal force in order to defend yourself against approximate, immediate, and lethal threat to yourself or others. Those people that take the time to train actually find out why training the way they do is so important. Because, like the police, we train to stop a threat. Sometimes a threat will go down with one shot. One shot. Sometimes it's going to take 6 or 8 or 10, depending upon the threat. And that's why we train the way we train. The force used to counter a threat must be proportional. We know that we cannot, as carriers, as citizen defenders, we know we cannot try to repeal a non-lethal threat with a lethal threat. And that's why continuing education and training is so important. If you're facing 8 unarmed people, you have present disparity of force. at that point, you can go lethal. If you're facing one, you can't. But as we know, unarmed does not mean dangerous if you're facing one that is massively larger than you are. Then again, you have the disparity of force. A female facing one unarmed man has disparity of force. And the people that carry guns, a lot of us, we take the time to figure out what that means. We learn what that means, and we learn how to deal with that. When you use lethal force, you have to use that to terminate the instant that the threat of lethal force against you ends. You have to terminate your use. Sometimes you'll read an article about a defensive gun where the gun use where the criminal survives the encounter. Someone in the comment section is going to say, I would have made sure he was dead. Or they would keep shooting until they were sure the attacker was dead. If you actually do that, you need to have several hundred thousand dollars in the bank, because you're going to need a really good defense attorney. You really are. And I wonder if they're comfortable with the idea of going to prison if they are prosecuted, because they seem to have lost sight of the goal of using a firearm in self-defense. The goal of using a handgun in a deadly force encounter is to protect yourself or others. Once survival occurs, once you've saved your life or the life of somebody else has occurred, you have achieved the goal. The goal is not to kill somebody. The goal is to save people. The goal is to stop the deadly attack. If they stop attacking when you mention that you are about to draw a gun, that's considered a victory. If they stop attacking when they see you in possession of a firearm, which is by and far the most common type of defensive gun use, then that is a victory. If they run away, that's a victory. If they stop attacking because you fired and missed, that is a victory. If you stop an attack by firing a shot that hits them but doesn't kill them, this is a victory. If they stop attacking only because you have fired a shot that ends the attacker's life, then that should be nothing more or less than the unfortunate byproduct of the attacker's decision to continue an assault on a good person who had no choices left but to use lethal force to save their own life. Killing. Again, killing is never the goal. Surviving the encounter is the goal. Defending life is the goal. So if surviving is the goal, you may wonder why I say that I train to be lethal. Why do I train to become proficient? Aren't we training to kill? No, I'm not. There's too many studies out there where somebody shot with a, you know, they've taken a hit that is going to prove to be fatal, are still dangerous. Training to stop the threat means the threat is over with. If I draw the gun and they run away, threat's over, gun goes back in holster. I have the shakes. I'm lighting a cigarette. I'm pushing away the e-cigarette. I'm lighting the real deal. That's the way it is. Your training to save lives, your training to protect innocents. And the better trained you are, the less likely you're going to be to have to use lethal force. You're trained to fight without fighting. But, that sounds like a paradox, but it's actually the truth. You're training to get the skill set necessary to survive. If that means avoiding trouble, that's a victory. When somebody is well-trained, confident, and competent with the carrying of a firearm for self-defense, they tend to have a much greater situational awareness than the average person. And they also have much more confidence and competence in their capability. And that shows. But this combination of awareness and confidence and competence greatly reduces the likelihood that you will ever put yourself in a situation where you will be the victim of a crime of opportunity. which is what most of them are. If you're being targeted, of course, I don't know how you fight that, because that's a whole different kind of fight. Your training, the training I take, as much as I train to be actively involved in it, it also, I'm training to be passively aware. And when I say passively, I don't mean that I'm hoping nobody notices me. I'm noticing everybody. I'm not doing anything. I'm just noticing. In those rare instances where somebody may be in a situation where everything else has failed, that's where the competence factor comes in when you handle a firearm, and that's how you stop a threat. I don't carry a gun to kill. I have no desire to kill anybody. I have no desire to shoot anybody. I have no desire to point my weapon at anybody. I don't even have a desire to hold up my shirt and say, I got this. I have none of those desires. My desire is to, when I finally expire, when my body finally gives it up and I'm going to my final reward, I want that to be sitting on a couch. I want that to be in my sleep. I want that to be with my kids. I want that to be natural, in other words. I don't want to be killed because somebody liked my shoes, or somebody wants my car, somebody wants my money. And I'm not going to allow it. I'm not going to allow it. Because I have obligations, just like you do. I have obligations to my family, to the people I know, to the people that I love, to be there. Those that go through life blissfully unaware that there is evil out there, they're not living up to their obligation that they created by starting a relationship of whatever kind. I don't carry a gun to be tough or bad. I carry a gun to live another day. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.